Fetterman's unwillingness to dress appropriately, given his position and station, and to honor the American people of the United States by dressing formally on a Senate floor, to me is just typical and an easy way for this man, who was an ally of the communists, he's about as Marxist as it gets, to show his contempt for the institutions that he wants to overthrow. I'm wearing a hoodie. Can you see I'm wearing a hoodie? It's in honor of Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who evidently is now running the entire Senate. Chuck Schumer announced today that, or announced this week, that they're changing the rules. There'll be no more rules for what you have to wear on the Senate floor if you're a senator. Now, if you're a staff member or someone else, different rules for you. And that was, let's go back to that picture, guys. That is what he wore as a result of this rules change, and has he presided over the floor of the United States Senate. Now, I'm dressed casually too, but I'm not on the floor of the United States Senate. And to me, to be blunt, this rules change, I don't want to overstate it, but I'm gonna make the point. Fetterman's unwillingness to dress appropriately, given his position and station, and to honor the American people of the United States by dressing formally on a Senate floor, to me is just typical and an easy way for this man, who was an ally of the communists, he's about as Marxist as it gets, to show his contempt for the institutions that he wants to overthrow, he and his allies. So this dress code is not the end of the world. I tell you though, what's interesting is that Democrats are likely to pull back from it since the public blowback has been so significant. So it shows you that, like, the corruption and the erosion of our values, it kind of happens in all different ways here in Washington, D.C.